And welcome back to Cherish Ephesians 6:4. The title of the article this week is Get Them Out, a plea for training your child's heart and mind. So, it's that time of the year again. A time to reflect on the accomplishments of our children as they've finished up another school year. Some will have a long list that includes sports awards, academic achievements, and more. Some will have no accomplishments other than quote-unquote surviving another year. But one thing will be the experience of every child. They will have had their minds trained to think a particular way during another school year. During those 13 formidable years, from kindergarten through 12th grade, the environment in which they have had their minds marinated will inevitably produce the desired results, preparing them for a lifetime of thinking through the daily issues of life. This will also be a time when parents reflect on the fruit of their parenting. We know that there are many factors contributing to how a child turns out, and not all are in control of the parents, but taking the bottom line responsibility is inevitable for the parent. For the Christian parent, there will be a private assessment, maybe not spoken aloud, of the spiritual maturity of the child, and should the parent realize that the educational environment is hurting the mental, physical, social, or spiritual health of their child, there is an opportunity to make a change for the next school year. I believe every true Christian parent would agree if they were asked the following questions. First, is there anything more important than the soul of your child? Everyone would say, no, the most important thing for the life of my child is that he would know and obey the Lord Jesus Christ. Second question, if any true Christian parent were asked, what is the most important tool that God uses to not only bring a young person to faith in Christ, but also grow and mature a young Christian? Well, it would certainly be the Word of God. And third, how would a Christian parent answer to the question, what is your greatest responsibility before God pertaining to your children? I think the response from 100 different Christian parents would be unanimous. All would agree their greatest responsibility before God would be to raise the children God gave them to know the Word of God and how to apply it in their daily lives. And with all Christian parents in agreement on this incredibly important parenting perspective, I struggle to understand why 90% of the children from Christian parents are having their hearts and minds trained daily by schools that aren't only indifferent on Christian teaching, but hostile to the truths of the Bible. How can this be? Well, during my 22 years as the administrator of a Christian school, pleading with parents to take their children out of a non-Christian school and place them in a 5-day Christian school or a Christian hybrid school or a Christian co-op or just plain old homeschooling, I have heard all the reasons as to why most Christian parents will not do it. Some of the more common reasons given are, we can't afford it, or there are Christian teachers in the public school, or I went to public school and I turned out all right, or I know of Christian kids in the public school. And then there's, I know of a badly behaving kid in the local Christian school. And the public school provides greater competition for my child's sports career. And there are greater academic opportunities in the public schools. All of these objections to sending your child to a school that teaches a Christian worldview can easily be refuted and have nothing to do with what God has given as the command to every Christian parent. And that is to raise your child in the discipline and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6:4. Neither do any of these objections align with the answers that every Christian parent would give to the three questions that I posed above. I believe the actual reasons for 90% of our Christian parents sending their children to an environment that is poison for their heart and mind can be encapsulated in two reasons. The first reason is that we have so many parents who have bought into worldly thinking. When I say worldly thinking, I mean that the goals and objectives that parents want for their children are the same goals and objectives that non-Christian parents pursue for their kids. These goals and objectives typically correlate with things related to money, self-worth, security, and happiness, all without any subjection to the wisdom that comes from the Bible. Therefore, in the minds of these Christian parents, a Christian education holds little value in their minds. The other reason for Christian parents choosing to educate their children in an anti-Christian environment is due to the fact that they are trapped. What do I mean when I say they are trapped? I mean, after a number of years of planning their family's life through the grid of the loves of this world, they have built a formidable structure that supports making as much money as possible, investing in retirement, going on significant vacations, improving their social status, and having a never-ending binge on entertainment of all sorts. Once a family is in this position and their minds and hearts have been fed by the short-term jollies that this way of life can provide, it is incredibly difficult to rip out the roots that have grown deep and then change priorities. But that is not to say it can't be done. We serve a big God, and with Him, all things are possible. He can give you the mental clarity and wisdom needed to plan a major educational change of direction for your family. It might take 2 or 3 years for you to do a reset on the priority of giving your children every opportunity to hear God's word on a daily basis and come to know and love Him now and for all eternity. It may mean a location change or a job change. It may mean letting go of some fun things that have no eternal value and do not support your efforts to follow God's direction for families in this way. It may be hard, but there is no doubt that God will bless you. If you are newly married, you have the wonderful opportunity to plan a life of heart and mind training of your child outside of a public school. Stop and think deeply about the incredible gift of children that God has bestowed on you, and the incredible responsibility you have to train up their heart and mind in a Christian way. What does that mean? It means taking all the precepts and commands from the Bible from front to back, and both teaching and modeling obedience to those things in the life of your children. To get an idea of how serious God is about both teaching your children about Him and protecting them from an evil world, read chapters 6 through 11 in the book of Deuteronomy. You will be overwhelmed by the seriousness of our God as it pertains to children. If your kids are grown and are getting married and maybe having kids, share this article with them and help them see and plan for parenting in accordance with Ephesians 6:4. In closing, I just want to say that I have meant no offense to those parents who have their children in a non-Christian school. I realize that this is a hot-button topic, and I may be stepping hard on some toes, but I'm willing to take that chance because this topic is one of the most important topics in all of God's kingdom. And if there is just one family who hears this and is moved to move their children to a Christian home school or a Christian day school, it's worth it. If you have objections to Christian schooling, and you would like me to help you think through those objections, don't hesitate to write to me. My address is mike@cherishephesians64.com. Thanks for listening in, and I hope to see you next time.